Now, a study from the Pew Research Center found that three of Wisconsin's metro areas, Wausau, Janesville, Beloit, and Sheboygan, all have some of the highest concentrations of middle-income earners in the country.
Despite those high numbers, Wisconsin's middle class has had a difficult decade and a half with real median income falling. Sheboygan saw the worst decline in median income among the 229 cities that were studied.
Joining us now to tell us more about the middle class in Wisconsin and beyond, we have Steve Deller with us. He's a professor of agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me. Before we get going, who do I talk to about making my pledge?
Well, probably not me, but we'll get you somebody out in the hallway after. Thank you, Steve, for that. Well, let's look at the middle class in Wisconsin. First of all, this study looked at a lot of metro areas, not all of them. They didn't have data for every area, but this stands out in Wisconsin. You've got four areas in the top 10 in the country when it comes to the percentage that falls into this middle income, this middle class group. What's the deal with that?
That doesn't really surprise me. When you look at Wisconsin's income levels, we have historically been kind of in the middle of the U.S. We're not a particularly wealthy state. We're not a particularly poor state. We're kind of right in the middle there. I think the more interesting story is what's been happening over the last 10, 14 years.
So, yeah, we see around the country, according to this study, middle class decline, fewer people in the middle class. I could think of two reasons for that. They're making more money and going into the upper class, or they're making less money going into the lower class, which tends to be the trend nationwide and here in the state.
Well, I think nationwide, it's the growth in falling into the lower income category. For Wisconsin, there were, there were six metropolitan areas that were included in the analysis. And of those six, two actually kind of saw a growth, a movement up into the upper income. That was Eau Claire, was doing very, very well. And Sheboygan actually did pretty well. The other metro areas, Janesville, Milwaukee, Racine, and Wausau, actually saw a growth in the lower tier of the income.
Before we dig deeper into the details, this fits into this national conversation about rising income inequality. What are the concerns if we see a decline in the number of people in the middle class and more people concentrated at the extremes?
I think what's happening is that when you look at the distribution of income, there's really two things that are going on. One is if you think of it as kind of a bell-shaped curve, and the tail, the high end, the one percenters, is just shooting way out there. And I think that's one of the concerns, is that the super rich are getting even super, super rich. I think that's drawing a lot of attention because it's kind of in our face. But I think the bigger concern is that the tail of the distribution that is lower income is growing. And I think what we're seeing is the growth in the number of working poor.
What's driving this at the bottom end, first of all? What's driving this growth, as you say, of the working poor, people moving down from the middle class into this lower income category?
Part of it is a shift in the economy. A lot of the job growth that is occurring right now is not in those middle income sustainable occupations or industries. A lot of the growth of the middle income in the U.S. has historically come from manufacturing. And manufacturing in the U.S. has gone through some fundamental changes. One of the biggest changes is kind of the shift away from labor to technology, robotics. Making a car today, a plant would take 6,000-7,000 employees to operate. Now that same plant is working with 500 employees. The nature of the work has been changing. We're seeing more growth in personal services, and those tend to be lower paying.
I've heard two different arguments about why this is happening on the show. One from the economist, I think it was Tyler Cowen, saying, this is natural. This is a technological change. This is a change in the way we manufacture. Get used to it. Enjoy the free downloads, basically, because you're not going to make a lot of money. The other, we had Brad DeLong and his colleague on not that long ago saying, no, this is the result of specific policy changes made starting in the Reagan era, followed up in the Clinton era to try to have an information economy, a banking economy, a service economy. Where do you fall on that?
I think it's part of, I don't think it's a policy outcome. I think it's really more of just a change in the way that the U.S. economy is structured. You have to realize that after World War II, the U.S. economy had no competition. We were it. Our manufacturing dominated because there was nothing. I mean, we bombed Europe and Japan back to the Middle Ages. So we had no competition. So we were able to generate high-paying jobs. But now, as that competition has come online, we're seeing that, we're losing that advantage, and that's being reflected in our wages.
We hear on the presidential campaign trail from Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders that we are losing on the international stage in part because of trade deals we've made. We've made, according to Donald Trump, really, really bad deals. Is there something to that, or is this just there's more competition out there than there used to be?
I think it's just more competition that's out there. I think that what we're essentially saying or seeing is that developing countries who are coming online are able to provide goods particularly and some services that are simply cheaper than what we can produce, which means that we need to adapt. We need to change.
We're talking to Steve Deller about a new study from the Pew Research Group that found that Wisconsin has the most middle-class metro areas, but wealth for middle-income earners on the decline in Wisconsin and around the nation.
You can tell us what you think. Call in. Are you a middle-income earner in Wisconsin? Were you hit by the Great Recession, and were you able to recover from it or not? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Do you work in an industry where people haven't gotten a raise in a while? What's the situation like for you? Call 800-642-1234. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with UW-Madison economist Steve Deller, talking about a new study that says while Wisconsin has the most middle-class metro areas in the country, real income is on the decline in those areas.
And we want to hear from you. Is this you? Are you in the middle class? Are you worried maybe that you won't be in the near future? Is there more than one earner in your household? And how's it going staying in the middle class maybe with two incomes? Is it working out for you? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us if you've moved out of income brackets. Have you moved up or down over the last decade? Maybe in the years after the recession. You can call us right now at 800-642-1234.
Steve, I want to start off before we go to our callers. Kurt from Wausau sent us a message, a great question. Can we define what middle class means? I've been throwing around the phrase pretty loosely here. What do we mean? What does it mean in terms of the study or in general when we're talking about economics?
That's a great question. And the way that the Pew Foundation defined it is that you take median household income, national average, and you essentially say what is two-thirds of that level. Okay, that defines the lower end. And then you say now take two times median household income, and that defines the upper end. So that's how they kind of set their boundaries. Now the question is that the correct definition of middle income? Well, you get 10 people in a room, you're going to get 10 different answers.
But for that group in that range, it sounds like, at least in Wisconsin, I think I saw that group's income is going down. So somebody in the middle group now is earning less than they used to.
Yes, and that, I think that's really important. I think the more important thing that came out of this Pew study is they looked over a 10-14-year period. And when you look back in 2000, or actually it's from the census, so it's 1999 data, is the boundaries that defined middle income or that middle income range was actually higher than it is today. So what it takes to be in the middle income has actually declined over time. That's moving us in the wrong direction. So you could have been middle income 15 years ago, but that criteria has changed, and you're actually now out of it because that whole thing, the whole band is moving downward.
Let's go to our callers now. We've got Robert on the line in Green Bay. Robert, hi.
Yeah, I think I agree with him that, 2008, a lot of people were asked to do, some concessions and, help out. But then when things came back, a lot of people ended up working for, less and doing other people's jobs. But what I wanted to ask him about with the competition, though, is does he feel that there's a equal playing field? I got a friend of mine, an electrical engineer at Harley, and he claims that to get his bikes ship to India and China and some of the big markets, there's huge tariffs. And then when they bring other, and that goes for other commodities that are coming back in, you know, at our company, we bring things in from the Pacific Rim, and it's just for duty and freight. And when you go to ship things to other countries, they're more nationalistic. And I think our companies are less and less. Now, they don't, the American companies that are having things built overseas, they don't want to pay a big tariff to get it back in. They just want to lay everybody off, not pay them insurance, not buy machines.
Robert, thanks for the call. I want to get Steve in on this. So are we on an unlevel playing field, and is that hurting manufacturing in the United States in particular?
Well, there's two points that Robert raised. One was whether or not tariffs are really playing a role here. And actually, over time, those tariffs are going down. That's part of the free trade agreements, is to get that
in other countries, too.
In other countries, too. So the tariffs are kind of alleviating. Now, the second point is that if I, as a person, as an individual, want to bring a Harley-Davidson into a foreign country and register it as an individual, that's fundamentally different than if a company, say Harley-Davidson, wants to enter that market and start exporting to that market. Registration fees and things like that are fundamentally different in different countries.
Robert, thanks for that call. We'll go to Cindy next in La Crosse. Cindy, hi.
Hi. My husband and I were considered middle class before 2008. And when we had the economic downfall then, we lost a lot of our stock options and quite a bit of money. Since then, my husband works for a large company that, like I said before, sustained us quite well and didn't have a shortage of money paying our bills and maintaining a comfortable life. Now that we are struggling to keep our home, I am working in the healthcare field, and in a two-week period, I'm putting in 180 hours at a wage that's $11.60, and trying to maintain our status as middle income and keep our home.
Cindy, thanks a lot. Good luck to you, Steve. Probably a lot of people have similar stories. I want to key in on one point. They've gone from a one-income to a two-income family, which in this Pew study, we have a lot of that, maybe more of that in Wisconsin than elsewhere in the country.
I think that's true. I think what you're seeing is that as more jobs are at this $11, $12 an hour with limited benefits, if any benefits, as we're generating more and more of those kind of jobs, you're seeing people that are going to have to work more than one job or a dual income. I think that's just a necessity of the new U.S. economy.
All right, Cindy, thanks a lot for that call. Steve, so much more to talk about. We'll have you on again to pick up this thread sometime. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Steve Deller, professor of agricultural and applied economics, talking to us about a new study from the Pew Research Institute saying Wisconsin has the most middle-class metro areas in the country, but seeing a decline for middle-income earners around the state and around the nation.
Coming up after the news, amid controversial ads and accusations about who's more serious about reducing debt, the Senate race between Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold continues. We'll get the latest.
And remember, you can support important conversations like these with your pledge to WPR. Pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 on the last day of our pledge drive.
Still looking for 7 more pledges to go by the time we hit 4 o'clock. You can help us get there on the last day of the drive. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time.